الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله الذي أنزل الكتاب بالحق والميزان وما يدريك لعل الساعة قريب. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained the Quran Sharif is the same message which all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had come with. The principles of deen have all along been the same, and the teachings of Islam and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also have been principally the same as all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Further, another great aspect of the Quran Sharif, Allah explains in this ayat, Allahu alladhi anzala al-kitab bil-haqqi wal-mizan. Allah wahi hai jisne utari kitab sachi deen par aur tarazu bhi. Allah is the only one who has revealed this kitab, the Quran Sharif, and on the truth which had come from the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, all the shariats that were Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, on that very same truth and principles Allah revealed the Quran Sharif also. And the Quran Sharif testifies to the truthfulness of the Anbiya and the heavenly scriptures of before. And another very great quality of the Quran, wal mizan, that it is a scale. Like you want to know if something, what it weighs, whether the weight, what is written on the article, if it is correct, you put it on the scale and you weigh it, you test it. You are traveling, your goods get weighed. So the Quran Sharif is a scale that to test us that whether our beliefs are correct with Allah Ta'ala or not, our aqaid are correct or not. Yeah, if any person wants to know whether his aqaid are correct, his a'mal are correct, he should scale them with the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is that balance, is that scale that will tell you whether you're on the right path or the wrong path. With regard to fellow people, how you treat them, the relationships in the family, the relationship with neighbors, with friends, with the community, all that is not what we make the norms and the structures of society, but what the Quran Sharif has taught us. So we have to scale ourselves with the Quran Sharif all the time and see whether our beliefs and our aqaid are accordingly, our a'mal are accordingly. And also another great aspect of this is that if a person makes his life according to the Quran Sharif and he scales himself and he comes out right, that person lives a very balanced life. Who will fulfill the rights of Allah also, and he will fulfill the rights of people also, of himself also, his family also. The Quran is that way of life, and whoever scales himself on the Quran will find himself to be very balanced also. And a person who makes his own type of life, either he will be just engaged in earning dunya and no time for his real life of akhirat. Either he will be so engaged in sports, for example, that even his own family is neglected. And today, very, very sadly, good people are so addicted to their phone, to their computer, that they forget their family completely. They go to sleep with the phone, they wake up with the phone. All the time they are looking for messages, they are sending messages. This is not a balanced way of life at all. That a person hasn't got time for his ibadat also. A person hasn't got time for his family also. With this addiction, whatever type of addiction it might be. So we have to scale ourselves with the Quran Sharif, and a person who does that, the Quran will balance his life. And every aspect of his life will be seen, and the lives of fellow people. And whatever is balanced properly, even if a car is balanced properly, if an aeroplane is flying and the weight is not balanced properly, that aeroplane is in great, great danger. So if our lives are not balanced properly, we are destroying ourselves. And that destruction will be seen if we don't balance ourselves. So this is a great kitab that we have to check ourselves. But to scale ourselves with the Quran, and the Quran will balance us if we are sincere and we want to live a balanced life, a good life, that we fulfill the rights of everyone, including ourselves also, then the Quran Sharif is that mizan. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ قَرِيبٌ. اور تجھ کو کیا خبر ہے شاید وہ گھری پاس ہو. And this common question of the non-believers, especially of Makkah Sharif, that when is Qiyamah going to come? You are telling us so much about Qiyamah, you are warning us, when is it going to come? So Allah says, what do you know, that hour might be very close to you. And this Qiyamah, one is the small Qiyamah, is a person's death. And that also no person knows when his death is going to come. And the other, of course, is the big Qiyamah. And that also nobody knows when it's going to come. And it is futile and useless to engage in these discussions that when am I going to die? When is Qiyamah going to come? What is required is preparation for it, to be ready for it. يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا. جلدی کرتے ہیں اس گھری کی وہ لوگ کے یقین نہیں رکھتے. And those people are in a hurry, like the kuffar of Makkah used to say, bring Qiyamah, let us see what is Qiyamah. It is all those people who don't know what Qiyamah is all about. Otherwise the Quran is explained so vividly what the conditions will be, like a woman who aborts a child, like people will look like mad people, but they won't be mad. It will be the adab of Allah that will be so severe. It isn't something to joke about, to mock at. It is something to fear and to prepare for. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا. اور جو یقین رکھتے ہیں ان کو اس کا ڈر ہے. And those people who have got ایمان, they fear قیامت. One of the signs by which we can measure our ایمان is how much do we fear قیامت. How much do we think how my mort will come? What will be my qabr like? What will be my condition on that terrible and horrible day of Qiyamah? If a person thinks of that, that person has got iman in him. And if that thought hardly comes to us, then we should fear that is our iman intact? Is it in place or not? That a mu'min, his iman is on the akhirat. This dunya's life is not so important to him. It's just a necessity which is going through. It is like you driving your car, but the job you're going for and the person you're going to meet, that is important. Now if you pay all the attention to your car and you forget for what you are going, where you are going, who you're going to meet, then that's all a futile exercise. So just like that, the people who have iman, they know we're going to akhirat, and they have this great fear. And in that there are two things. One is this fear also. And those who are righteous and pious and great awliya always desired for mort also. So there is a seeming difference here, that there is fear also and there is love also. And it is this combination that is required. Al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. That we hope also in Allah's mercy, we fear also. We don't know if our amal are accepted. Even if we're going to die with iman, nobody gave us a guarantee. So that fear also. But looking at the mercy of Allah, we have got great hope also that Allah will be merciful and kind to us. So that is the condition of a mu'min. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهَا الْحَقِّ. اور جانتے ہیں کہ وہ ٹھیک ہے. And they know perfectly that قیامت is 100%. And today also, unfortunately, many, many people who are labeled as Muslims, but have got doubt on Qiyamah, have got doubt on the day or in the life of the Qabr. And that is a yaqeen, that is one of the first fundamental things that a person must develop, that he has that. And if that yaqeen is built, a person's life is regulated accordingly. His namazes will come in order. His relationship with his family will be regulated. Everything, if that yaqeen is in the heart, if it is just in our minds and on our tongues, then that is just paying lip service. And what is required is that yaqeen must be in the heart. And a person who knows that, if a person knows, if I don't pay my fine, I will be arrested, and he's got yaqeen, and I'll have to go and sit in jail, that person immediately goes and make means to get the money to go and pay his fine or whatever else it might be. But a person who thinks, now they'll dilly-dally, these are just finds the issue, they don't do anything, then he doesn't care about it also. So that yaqeen is the important thing. If that yaqeen of qabr and akhirat is there, a person's life is also accordingly. أَلَا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُمَارُونَ فِي السَّاعَةِ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ سنتا ہے جو لوگ جھگرتے ہیں اس گھری کے آنے میں وہ بہک کر دور جا پرے. Are you listening? The Quran says, open your ears and listen to what Allah is saying, what the Quran is saying. Those people who have doubts about Qiyamah, they are in great, great misguidance. They are in dalalim ba'id. They are openly misguided, those people who have doubts about the day of Qiyamah and whether it's going to take place, whether there is Jahannam, Jannat, the life of the Akhirat. And today, unfortunately, the environment is made, what we call through secular education, through TV and all the social media, a whole environment is created to not create doubt, but to remove belief in the Akhirat. And unfortunately, this is creeping through into our good people also. A person becomes a Hafiz also, but he's got doubt of the day of Qiyamah. He's got doubt about Qabr. So these are very serious matters. This is the most important thing. And a person who believes in Qiyamah will prepare for Qiyamah. And then Allah explains another very great point also. Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi. Allah narmi rakhta hai apne bandon par. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. And latif, like we say, air is latif. We can't touch air, we can't see air, but it's there. Nobody can deny air. Oxygen, we can't feel it, we can't touch it, but it is there. So Allah, like that, without knowing Allah, without seeing Allah, but Allah is there, and He sees to the needs of every servant and every slave of His. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ روزی دیتا ہے جس کو چاہے. And He gives روزی as much as he wants to whom he wants to. Just like we find a government has got, they are so to say responsible for employment, create job creation, to create employment, etc. And we find that a good percentage of the population of every country, they are in jails, they are in prison. There is no job opportunity for them, for their no employment. But the government sees to their food also. The government is not happy with the criminals and who have committed crime, but they feed them. And they have to make sure they feed them on time. And in fact, if the prisoners have to go on a hunger strike, it's a big headache for the authorities. That why are they gone on a hunger? They must eat. So though they are unpleased with them, but they are feeding them. The people who are outside are sweating for their money, and they are working hard for their money. The people who are inside the jails are getting ready food all the time, 3 meals a day. So just like that, Allah is also unhappy with many people, those who disbelieve, who break the laws of Allah. But Allah has taken upon Himself, I am the one who is going to feed. And Allah is the feeder of those people who are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. And just like that, prisoners without work get their 3 ready meals. Like that, the non-believers without working for Allah. And Allah feeds them also and gives them good food and housing, etc. also. So Allah is the one that will nourish and sustain. Also, as far as this dunya is concerned, there are various means that various people use to measure the success and the failure of a government. The real means is to see that how many hospitals and how many jails there are. Normally, we are also impressed, and people impress us that we got such a big hospital, we got such a big jail. That means we got so many sick people, we got so many criminals. So that is a measure of your failure, not of your success. If a government is success, there would hardly be a jail. There would hardly be a hospital if the whole everything is under control. But we are totally opposite. We measure our success by our failures. How much we have failed the health of people and how much we have failed security. That is how we measure ourselves. Whereas the measurement of an Islamic state is that there is hardly a hospital. There is hardly a prison. Because the system of Islam and the punishment of Islam, that there would hardly be those things. Healthcare centers, hospitals were there in Islam, but not as they are today. The people will get sick in any case. They do need healthcare. But today we have produced a sick society. A sick society physically, health-wise also. And morally also we have produced nothing more than a sick society. So anyway, Allah gives everyone, وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ or وَهِي هِي زُورْ عَوَرْ زَبَرْدَسْ and Allah's power is over everyone and everything, and it is the most powerful. This ayat, اللَّهُ لَطِيفٌ بِعِبَادِهِ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. A person who will read it 25 times and blow over his money or in the direction where he keeps his money, he will never be in need. Allah will see that if a millionaire is not in need of 5 rand, 10 rand. He needs money by the thousands. And a poor man, he needs money by the hundreds. But whatever your case may be, you will never be in need or short of money. Allah will see to you whether you're at home or on a journey. If you will read this ayah 25 times and blow on the money where you keep your money, Allah will make it that you'll never be short of money. Wa akhiru da'wana.